Greetings, readers. Welcome to the second episode of the September 2024 edition of Library News. As summer fades and September arrives, we embrace the fresh energy of the new season. Join us as we dive into thrilling September reading adventures and explore exciting library events. For this month's D-List Spotlight, we're transitioning from summer into September with a curated selection of must-read books. Goodbye Summer, Hello Autumn by Kennard Pack. DBC 20121. As trees sway in the cool breeze, blue jays head south, and leaves change their colors, everyone knows autumn is on its way. Join a young girl as she takes a walk through the forest in town, greeting all the signs of the coming season in a series of conversations with every flower and creature and gust of wind. She says goodbye to summer and welcomes autumn. 28 Summers by Ellen Hildebrand. DB 99851. When Mallory Blessing is dying, she tells her son to contact Jake McLeod. Jake and Mallory have been keeping a secret for 28 years. Since they were both in their 20s, Jake has spent every Labor Day weekend with Mallory at her Nantucket home. Endless Summer by Ellen Hildebrand, DB 111177. In this dazzling collection, Ellen Hildebrand offers 9 delicious stories, prequels, sequels, and missing chapters from her cherished books, some of which have never been published until now. Inside the collection, you'll find 3 years after Mallory Blessing's death and 28 summers, her friends gather for another eventful Labor Day celebration on Nantucket in Sixth Wedding. The marriage at the heart of Beautiful Day enters uncertain territory when Margot Carmichael encourages her husband to reunite with his ex-girlfriend in The Surfing Lesson. In The Tailgate, the weekend of a Harvard/Yale football game recharts the course of matchmaker Dabney Kimball's first and abiding true love. In Summer of 79, the three Levin sisters reunite after a decade after the summer that changed everything, and more. With a foreword by Ellen Hildebrand about the writer's reluctance to leave treasured characters behind and a prefatory behind-the-scenes note included with each story, this book answers the prayers of both new and seasoned readers everywhere who, like the Kirkus reviewer, would rather be living in an Ellen Hildebrand novel.
Labor Day by Joyce Minard, DB 78426. New Hampshire. 13-year-old Henry and his depressed, divorced mother, Adele, meet Frank, an injured escaped convict, in a discount store in Brigham, home to hide. The three create a happy family for 6 days and plan to flee to Canada, but Henry betrays them. The Last Train to Key West by Chanel Cleeton. DB 99837. In 1935, three women, Cuban Myrta Perez, businesswoman Elizabeth Preston, and Key West resident Helen Berner, must confront the status of their lives as a hurricane bears down on the island over Labor Day weekend. As their paths cross, they seek answers to their futures. September by Rosamond Pilcher, DB 31023. Ismay and Verena and Angus Stinton, newcomers to Strathcroy, are planning to have a party in September to celebrate the 21st birthday of their daughter, Katie. September is such a lovely time of the year in Scotland, and it will be a great time for a party. As plans progress from May to September and invitations are mailed, many crises arise along with the potential for acts of murder and adultery.
The September House by Carissa Orlando, DB116597, a thrilling psychological horror debut about a woman who is determined to stay in her dream home even after it becomes haunted, no matter the cost. You can survive anything. That's what Margaret tells herself when the walls of her house start to drip blood every September. She's learned how to live with it, and the other terrifying apparitions that have made their sprawling Victorian house she and her husband bought 4 years ago turn from a dream home into a living nightmare. But she can outlast all of it. Hal felt differently, though. Her husband couldn't take the hauntings anymore, and he left. But now he's not returning calls, and their daughter Catherine arrives, intent on looking for her missing father, convinced something grim has happened to him. With every desperate attempt Catherine makes at finding Hal, the hauntings at September House grow more harrowing, because there are some secrets the house needs to keep. The Boy in the Field by Margot Levesey, DB100990. One September afternoon in 1999, teenagers Matthew, Zoe, and Duncan Lang are walking home from school when they discover a boy lying in a field, bloody and unconscious. Thanks to their intervention, the boy's life is saved. In the aftermath, all three siblings are irrevocably changed. Cape May by Chip Cheek, DB94987. Newlyweds Effie and Henry arrive in Cape May, New Jersey, in late September for their honeymoon, but are surprised by the near-deserted town. They decide to cut their trip short, but before they leave, they meet glamorous socialite Clara and playboy Max, who draw them into decadent adventures. The Lies That Bind by Emily Giffen, DB99848. Cicely is on the verge of calling an ex-boyfriend when Grant, a stranger at the next barstool, tells her not to do it. She instead spends the evening drinking and talking with Grant, the pair growing close when Grant goes missing during the chaos of 9/11.
September's magazine of the month is Better Homes and Gardens. This magazine offers a wealth of resources for home ideas, everyday and special occasion recipes, and gardening tips. It is available in multiple formats, audio on cartridge, hard copy Braille mailed to you, or downloadable in Braille through Bard. It is published monthly.
Hello again. We are back with this month's tech tip. We are going to look at ways to get Braille books on your NLS e-reader. Let's jump in. For patrons who have one of the NLS e-readers, there are a few ways of getting books. The first way is to search and download books from Bard. To do this, you must connect to a wireless network and connect to your Bard account. If you need assistance with this step, feel free to contact us. After signing in, you then can navigate to Online Services, NLS Bard, and you'll have the standard categories to browse the collection. Books downloaded this way may take a little bit of time. You may also receive electronic Braille books via our cartridges. These cartridges are labeled Braille to distinguish them from audio cartridges, which are labeled circulation. Each cartridge contains up to 5 books. To transfer books to your NLS e-reader, you may plug in your cartridge using the short transfer cable that came with the device. After plugging in the cartridge to your e-reader, it will display the message "Auto copy books" and "Auto copy finish." This process takes only a handful of seconds. After the transfer, you can return the Braille cartridge and enjoy the books on your e-reader. To start receiving Braille cartridges, please contact us at 515-281-1323.
Hi, Jody here with this month's staff pick. I have never been much of a reader until lately. I gravitate towards true crime, mystery, and psychothrillers. I love to be kept on my toes while trying to solve the crime before the book ends. I don't think I've been right yet, which tells me that it was a great read. I have a couple favorite authors that I long for more books from. Tess Gerritsen with the Rizzoli and Isles series. I don't tend to like a series, but this one grabbed me from the first book, which is The Surgeon, DB54007. I also like Freda McFadden. She takes you on twists and turns and keeps you guessing. The first book I read by her was The Coworker, DB116357. Oddly enough, my all-time favorite book was not written by either of these authors. It is written by Dean Koontz. The book is Intensity, DB41250. The action starts from the very beginning. A college student who doesn't have much for family goes home over a holiday break with her best friend. That very evening, the house is broken into and the family is murdered. She had not yet unpacked, so her suitcase was in the closet and she hid under the bed. So it looked like just an empty guest room. She carefully made her way downstairs and into the master bedroom where she found the parents of her friend. She eventually got to her friend's room to find her barely alive. She left her friend's room to try and get help, but the killer took her friend and put her in his RV. She somehow managed to get in the RV as well, and she rode with her now deceased friend and bones of others he had killed. I was so captivated by this book that I had a hard time putting it down.
Beginning September 17th and running through April of 2025 is another great year of crafting your story after school program. This weekly program will be held every Tuesday afternoon from 4:15 to 5 p.m. through April 15th, 2025. Each week of the month will have a special theme. Week one is Crafting Creations. Week two is Steaming into STEM Activities. Week three features a guest of the month. And week four is a Books, Art, and Music Mixer. Once you're signed up, once a month you will receive a free monthly all-in-one programming pack. Go to iowalibrary.blog to get signed up today. Makerspace Mondays will return next month, October. Join us in person or via Zoom the second Monday of every month beginning October 14th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Makerspace Mondays are designed to get your creative juices flowing while inviting the whole family to participate. All ages are welcome. You can find the link to register on our blog at iowalibrary.blog or call the library and we can help you get registered. For any questions about the Crafting Your Story After School program or Makerspace Mondays, contact Denise Bean at denise.bean@blind.state.ia.us or 515-452-1338.
Just a reminder that September is Library Card Sign-Up Month, a time when the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled joins the American Library Association, ALA, and libraries nationwide to remind everyone about the valuable resource available with a library card. From borrowing Braille and large print books, audiobooks and ebooks, and talking book players and Braille e-readers, to learning new skills, or attending a book club, or story time, a library card helps everyone do more of what they enjoy, all without stretching their budget. There's something for everyone at the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. And signing up for a library card is the first step on the path to lifelong learning. The Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, along with libraries everywhere, continues to adapt and expand services to meet the evolving needs of our community. To sign up for a library card or to learn more about the library's resources and programs, please visit iowalibrary.blog.
The Thursday Book Club will meet on Thursday, September 19th at 2 p.m., to discuss Mr. S, My Life with Frank Sinatra by George Jacobs and William Stadium, DB93496. Jacobs, who served as Sinatra's valet from 1953 to 1968, reveals details of the personal life of the famous singer and actor. He shares stories of Sinatra and the many celebrities that were in his inner circle and in his bed. Please contact Angie Houck at 515-452-1330 or angela.hauk@blind.state.ia.us for more information or for the login information. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!